Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. I'm your host, Michael Bozzi. Thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it. Today's topic is about differentiating yourself as a small business, really trying to identify and then articulate the problem that you solve as a business. And really, when it comes down to it, I mean, that's a really important thing for you to define when you start a business. What problem are you trying to solve? It's kind of the central question if you're starting to build your business. Now, you're the expert. You know your own space or your segment or your sector better than anyone. You know the issues around it. You know the things that give your customers a hard time. You know their pain points. You know the problems in need of solutions. And what's more is you already know the range of solutions that are already available, which ones are working, which ones are not, which ones are good, which ones have taken off, which ones have failed, and where does your solution fit in? All right, so you think that you've identified the problem in this market. Now, turn the tables around and look at it through the eyes of your potential customers. Now, this is worthwhile doing. As obvious as this seems, just because you see the problem doesn't mean that they do. I mean, even if it is punch you in the face obvious to you, it does not guarantee that it's going to be obvious to others. And when that happens, I mean, that's an obvious opportunity. You're going to get to solve this problem in a way that others haven't. Great. But I would caution you not to make assumptions. Do the actual work of testing your idea anyway. All right, to pull a page from the Eric Ries playbook, and if you don't know Eric Ries, that's Eric R-I-E-S. He's the guy who wrote The Lean Startup, which is an absolutely fantastic book, which, I mean, I use it every day in my own business, and I'd urge you, if you're running a small business or a startup, to go and read that. It will change the way you think about things. All right, but to pull from Eric Ries, a real key component to the lean startup methodology is you've got to find out whether or not your potential customer is actually aware that they have the problem. Even if it sounds obvious to you, right? It's so obvious because you're the expert, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to know that they actually have the problem. And think about this. If they don't know they have the problem, that's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough sell for you, right? Because they're not looking for a solution. And if they're not looking for one, it's going to be tough for you to sell that. Now, you may get to the point where you present something and it gives them the idea. That's great. But it's going to be a little bit more of an uphill battle than if you show up to your customer and they already know that they have the problem that you're trying to solve. Now, there are indicators of this, of course. A good way to know for sure that they're actually aware of the problem is if they are actively seeking solutions themselves. This sort of presents itself sometimes as, you know, where they have sort of a makeshift workaround to a problem or something that's sort of like this jury-rigged solution, you know, where they're doing something, patching something together to solve this. I mean, that's always a great sign. It says the customer is aware of the problem. And what's more, they've actually started to take action to help themselves, you know, get past this problem. So that's a really good sign for you if you see that. But here's the thing. Even if you get that far to keep going with the sort of Eric Ries thing, would they actually pay for a solution? Right. So if you show up with a solution to their problem, they're aware of it. Hey, great. Thanks for showing up. But is it something they'd pay for? Because if they don't, ultimately, you don't have a business. And the final step in the sort of Eric Ries lean startup thing is once they say they would pay for the solution, would they trust you to be the one to solve it? And that's where this whole thing about content strategy really comes into play, because if you're building trust and credibility, they know they got the problem. You show up with a solution, they say, hey, that's great, I'd pay for it, and they trust you to solve it for them? They trust you enough to pay you for it? I mean, if all those things are in place, this is why Lean Startup is so smart, because if all those are in place, then you have a business, and potentially a very successful business. But the only way to really know is to test the concept. And beyond just testing the concept, I always think, and of course I would think this because, you know, I look at myself as sort of a content guy. I think you got to understand the language that your customers use to articulate the problem. And to me, that's going to form the very foundation, the very beginning of your content strategy. Because even if you have built the ideal solution to, you know, to this problem that you're trying to solve, you're still entering this realm where, you know, one, your customer doesn't trust you yet. And two, they're not necessarily expecting a solution. And just because you present a solution doesn't mean that people are going to get it right away, even if the problem's obvious and even if your solution's obvious. So you really do need to be able to, you know, articulate that problem very clearly. And here it is, in the customer's own language. I can't emphasize how important this is. You've got to speak their language. It just gives you a better chance at that. And just to give you an example of this in practice, when I started my own business, this was about 2 years ago, I had worked with authors, nonfiction authors, for years and years and years. It was 17 years in the industry. I felt like I knew them pretty well. But I also feel like the industry had changed so much that it was worth examining that a little bit deeper. And so what I did was just set up a simple research page on my site, set up a very simple Google form, and did a survey, and did some outreach to people via email for some folks, but mostly through Twitter. Got a few hundred responses, and the results were absolutely illuminating. A lot of the stuff, it confirmed what I thought, but then there were some things that were very surprising as well. And, you know, by the way, my intent is to share the summary of results on this. I really need to finish that, and I hope to do that sometime soon, but I'll put it on my site. Just sign up to be notified at controlmousemedia.com. But here's the cool thing. When the results were in, I mean, they told me all of their biggest issues in their own language. And in point of fact, it's why I call this podcast Marketing Without the Marketing. You know, because these are all folks who are writing and saw their writing as their own small business. And they said, I hate doing marketing. I don't want to do marketing without all that marketing. You know, I want to have a way to do this that's a little bit better. This is their own language. I mean, they told me what their problem was and articulated it in their own way. I mean, it's just immensely valuable to sort of hear it in their own words. And now using that in blog posts, in this podcast, I mean, it allows me to really meet them where they are just by using their language, not mine. It shows that I've done my research. I understand the problem. I'm able to articulate it in ways that they relate. And you can do this too. So this articulation of the problem, if you're able to fine-tune this to your audience, you're just going to get way better results. So think of all the things that you need to do to present this properly. One, remember, you're the expert. So, hey, look, are there any other products or services in your sector that do similar things? And if so, are you differentiating your offering in clear enough terms? Will the customer understand it? Are you building trust with this audience? Are you building your authority as a credible expert? Why should people trust you? Do you have a genuine mission that's in line with the values of your audience? All this stuff can be really important for a small player and a huge advantage that you have over larger players when you're competing against them, because you can sort of control this and you can let other people sort of use your content, if the content strategy is done right, let them use your content to sell your business for you. And like I've said before, they're going to be way more effective than anything that you can do to sell your own business. And why not, right? Because if you say something about yourself, you know, there's no reason for anyone to believe you. But if someone else does that, gives that recommendation willingly, you know, they're way more believable than you. And that's great. You want to empower that. But here's the thing. You got to make that easy for them, like I said in the last episode. I mean, you're not going to be able to tell your story about all of this unless you're very, very clear about your differentiated product solution. What is it that makes you different? And how are you going to make that incredibly obvious to your audience? You got to do both of those things. Make it very, very distinct. Have an understanding of that. Be able to articulate it. And then make it really, really obvious. And of course, you're going to do that through content. And you're going to do that through iterating on your content. The more you interact with your audience, the more you'll learn from them, the more you'll understand their language, and the more that you'll be able to just very, very clearly get across what it is that you and your business do. Okay, so I think I'll leave it right there. Again, I thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate all the regular listeners that I have. And if you take a moment to help other people find the podcast, wow, I'd really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes, to the show page, and just leave me either a rating or, even better, a review. Like I said, really helps new folks find the podcast, and I would really appreciate that. All right, thank you again, and we'll see you next time.